We know a lot about black holes, but what about white holes? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Hal Haggard, Bard College physicist, discusses the life cycle of a black hole.
Black holes are out there. Stars in the center of our Milky Way twirl about a huge black hole right now. Black holes, so named because light cannot escape their interiors, can even wear a luminous skin. For if a lamp, falling in, let out a burst of light right as it entered the black hole, that light would remain stuck, trying to speed outward but pulled to a stop by gravity. I find this a wonderful image, a black hole dressed in light. But what happens later? Are black holes really the fearsome eaters so often regaled in scientific tales? While we know much of black holes, many physicists feel we still haven't discovered their hearts. Perhaps the greatest mystery lies with how they die. Mine is a tale of a phoenix from the ashes, a tale of the transformation of a black hole into its seeming opposite, an explosive transformation to a white hole. How does the gravity of a black hole imprison light, that fastest of movers? Gravity doesn't try to grab the light or exert a force on it, but instead molds the very fabric of space and time that it moves through. By bending space-time, gravity makes the hill that light has to climb so steep that the light falls back the same amount as it progresses in every moment. The new possibility we have uncovered is that quantum mechanics, the operating system for all of physics, may allow this space-time landscape to metamorphose too. A steep rise of space-time geometry can be replaced by a sharp decline, and everything that is trapped inside could come rushing out of a black hole. Suddenly, a white hole is born. Is this really how black holes die? I'm not sure yet, but it's an exciting possibility.
That was Hal Haggard of Bard College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change. Just make it-